Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I stand once again here in operations. This is Ken Graham with the 5 p.m. update for Hurricane Florence. The latest information is still at 100 miles an hour, about 100 miles east-southeast of Wilmington, slowing down as we've advertised, moving west-northwest at 5 miles an hour, and still a pretty large storm. And I want to point to the radar here as we're trying to not focus necessarily always on the center of this point, but really try to look at these outer bands with time, because that's where you kind of have some of your strongest winds. And I want to take you to Cedar Island, as we see on the radar at this location. You can see the water levels already coming up with that flow coming off the water, pushing the water in. Actually, in this case, across the bay, look how the steepness of the water is already starting to come up. So we're starting to see that storm surge enter into the area, and that's what we've been talking about being safe about, because that is a dangerous component of these hurricanes. Take a look at the latest forecast. This is the updated one that we've been working on here. Still seeing these winds stretching far away from the center, but with time really slowing down. You know, we have 2 p.m. on Friday, 2 a.m. on Saturday, 2 p.m. on Saturday. Look, it's just absolutely amazing how slow this system is going, and that's going to compound some of the issues that we have, and that's what we've been talking about, the slowness continuing to have these impacts. And speaking of the impacts, we really look at these. Let's look at the rainfall totals. We've been talking about that all day long. Some of these totals, 20 to 30 inches, some isolated areas, could see 40 inches of rain. And even inland, you start seeing locations, 10 to 15 inches of rain, 15 to 20 staggering amounts of rain. Well inland, we get a lot of questions about how far inland this extent could be. Look at Charlotte, places like Charlotte and Raleigh still getting 6 to 10 inches of rain. Even up in Virginia, 4 to 6 inches, and Asheville. And some of those locally amounts could be a lot higher than that, depending on how the system's set up and the movement of the remnants as the hurricane continues to make its way at landfall. So we got to watch that for mudslides, got to watch that for flash flooding. You know, this could be a really serious situation in a lot of these areas with flooding. One of the things we always talk about is the storm surge. It's something that we've just updated. This is actually the brand new one that we have. We've been talking about some of these values, especially to the right side of the system where the onshore flow of the storm blows a lot of that water inland. And the rise, the longer we keep the storm around, you get a large rise of water inland. And sometimes they could stretch several miles inland. So we got to watch out for that. But look at some of these values in right around South Carolina, 4 to 6 feet. And these are the updated numbers, 7 to 11 feet, just a staggering amount of water, very dangerous. And even moving, look how far this is away from the center of the storm. You still see these large values, 6 to 9 feet, getting into areas, you know, looking at New Bern, where we're already starting to see some of these water levels rise. And eventually, especially where places where this water gets trapped, the longer we have the winds, the further inland some of those storm surge values could get where the water gets trapped. And look how far north we get. You know, we have a center of the storm here. We're looking at the northern part of North Carolina, still getting 2 to 4 feet of storm surge. So we're going to be keeping an eye on this, all the aspects of this storm right here at the National Hurricane Center. We're getting through it with you, and we got to be safe from this water. This has been Ken Graham here from the operations area.